And good morning, everybody, and welcome to the conclusion of our July 4th weekend of Talkin' Baseball. The Giants win last night 5-2 over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and boy, the Diamondbacks came at a good time, didn't they? After losing 2 to the Dodgers, the Giants go into Arizona. They lose the first one and then take the next 3, and they've won 9 of 10 against Arizona. And they've got 9 more to play. So as play starts today, and who would have thought on July 5th of 2021, the San Francisco Giants would have the best record in Major League Baseball. But they do. 53-20. The Dodgers are 52-31. They're a half a game back. And then we've got the Padres, 6 back in the loss column. They are 4.5 back. So the Dodgers are half a game back. And the Padres 4.5 back as play starts today in the West. And this is something to keep your eye on because, as I say, Colorado and Arizona, 2 teams that struggle. Colorado wins at home but can't win on the road. Arizona basically can't win anywhere. The Giants are 23-14 in the West. The Dodgers are 22-11. And San Diego is 22-15. So I think we've got 3 great months ahead of us of baseball to see who wins this National League West. And you want to win the division. You want to win the division. You want to avoid that wild card game. And the other thing to keep in mind, the Milwaukee Brewers, they lost yesterday. They broke an 11-game winning streak. But they're at 51-34. So they're basically 3 games behind the Giants for the best record in baseball. So just taking it a little further, let's say you got in a wild card game, Giants and Padres, Giants and Dodgers, whatever it may be, the winner of that game may end up playing the Brewers, as the Brewers may have the best record in the National League. They're in a division with the Reds and the Cubs and this Cardinal team that we'll talk about in a second that are really struggling. And, of course, Pittsburgh, you can't even find them in the standings now. So Milwaukee may be someone to reckon with, certainly for the Giants, who haven't seen him at all this year, in the month of August, and we'll see a lot of Brewers. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But this is going to be an interesting few months of baseball. The Giants are in great shape. They win last night 5-2. Another big home run from Austin Slater last night. Darren Ruff, a home run from him. But the scary part was Buster Posey had to leave the game. His thumb got pushed back a little bit on one of the pitches, and he just couldn't handle it, and they caught one pitch and then took him out. X-rays are negative, thank goodness, and it's a contusion, but I imagine he'll be out for a couple of days. And of course, he is the starter in the All-Star game, which is coming up next Sunday night. But the Giants win it last night 5-2, and Anthony DeSclafani, a fabulous game for him, and I believe he's going to be an All-Star. I really do. And Kevin Gausman is going to go next Sunday, and he's not going to participate. Jacob deGrom has already said he's not going to participate. And I would think DeSclafani would be the next one up. Maybe Walker Buehler could be in that mix as well. Maybe even a Clayton Kershaw or something like that. But DeSclafani wins it last night 8 2/3 and just about had the complete game and needed some help to get that last out. The Giants have won 14 of 18. But more importantly, the Giants are 26-11 at home. How about that? 26-11 at Oracle Park. And that's 37 games, so we still got 44 more home games to play. And 3rd and King, where the Giants are playing great baseball. They've won 14 of 18 overall, and as I say, have that half a game lead. Dodgers 53-31. Giants are 53-30, have that half a game lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers at this point. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals are in town. And, you know, you think of the St. Louis Cardinals, you think of all the playoff teams and Cardinal baseball and that sea of red. Has not worked out for the Cardinals this year. They're looking up at the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Reds. The Reds are close to the Brewers, and the Cardinals are probably closer to the Pirates than anybody else. So Cardinals have struggled. They're 41-44. They are 10 games back. They are not scoring runs at all. Now, they've got 2 of our favorites, 3 of our favorites. One is Yadier Molina. The other one is Arenado, who's here. He just came back from Coors Field, where unfortunately he went 2-for-14, no homers, no RBIs, a lot of ovations. But 261 for him, 16 homers, 52 RBIs. He is an all-star. And then we'll see Paul Goldschmidt, too. 256, 12-44, and an OPS of 745. So the Cardinals are lost 22 of 33. They've lost two straight. And in four games in Colorado, they scored 15 runs. So that should tell you something about their offense, which really is lacking right now. The Giants may be getting them at the right time. You know, timing in baseball is everything. And these three here, then, of course, three with Washington this weekend, then the All-Star break, and then three at St. Louis, and this may be the time to get the Cardinals. Now, they've lost 12 of 14 on the road. If you look at the last 10 games that they have lost on the road, 10 straight, they have scored two runs or less in 10 straight losses on the road, and that is something that is pretty embarrassing for a team known as the St. Louis Cardinals. They just came off a 13-game stretch of playing teams with losing records. They went 5-8 in their next 13 against the Giants and the Cubs. So teams challenged the Cardinals. In June, they were 10-17. They scored the fewest runs in the league. And in July, they are 1-3. So that is the Cardinal team that we get here for these three games. And you never know what's going to happen. Anyone with a bat is dangerous. But this Cardinal team has really, really struggled offensively. They've got some injuries to the pitching staff, and we'll see what this three-game series looks like. We've got Kwang Young Kim tonight, 2-5 with a 370 this afternoon. Really, 2-5 with a 379 earned run average. His WHIP is 1.35. Only his 21st major league start. He is from South Korea. He's 32 years old. Probably goes 4 or 5 innings for this team, 59 innings in 13 games, 58 hits, only 6 homers, 22 walks and 50 strikeouts, not overpowering, believe me. Lefties, though, he is a lefty, 9-for-60 with no homers, they're hitting 150. Righties, 285 with 6 homers against them. And this righty lineup, which I said is very important for the Giants, very important to get the right-handed hitters going, will be on display, I think, to get today against Kim. Now, tomorrow it's Wainwright and then Oviedo, who's made 9 major league starts this year, and he hasn't won any of them yet. That'll be the Wednesday Cardinal pitcher. Now, on the other side of the coin, it's the All-Star. He's has been fabulous. Struggled a little bit against the Dodgers in his last start. But Kevin Gausman, 30 years old, he's 8-2, he's a 168 earned run average. The numbers are just off the charts. The WHIP is 0.81. He's 3-0 at home, just 101 innings, 116 strikeouts. And this is the one I love to say. Runners in scoring position, 0-56, 3-for-54 with runners in scoring position. Runners in scoring position and 2 out, 2-for-30. First time through the lineup, 122. Second time, 180. Third time, 176. He has been absolutely fabulous. Righties, 136 against them. Lefties, 179. So let's see what this Cardinal team that is challenged offensively can do against Kevin Gausman, and we'll see what those right-handed hitters can do against Kwang Young Kim for the St. Louis Cardinals today. So this should be an interesting matchup, and should be a lot of fun out at the ballpark today. All right, we've got Jesse Agler coming up. He is the play-by-play voice of the San Diego Padres, and the Padres just blasted the Phillies yesterday 11-1. They've got some all-stars. They've got Fernando Tatis just crushing the ball now. He's even taking walks. So I think it's a good idea to catch up with the Padres and just get an idea of the state of the Padres. So we'll do that and more. Bill Lasky's going to join us. Kerry Crowley's going to join us. The Giants are home. It's the end of July 4th weekend. If you're in your cars, relax and enjoy the conclusion of this weekend. Be safe. And this afternoon after the game, Bill will bring you home from wherever you are on the Extra Innings Show. All right, more coming up. Jesse Agler's next right here on the Sports Leader.